Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche faced skeptical questions at his Senate confirmation hearing Wednesday over a proposed fund to compensate President Donald Trump's allies, as well as a related agreement protecting Trump from certain tax audits. Blanche insisted the $1.8 billion anti-weaponization fund was, quote, not moving forward. The proposal was scrapped following fierce bipartisan backlash. But lawmakers, including Republican Senator John Cornyn of Texas, said the administration has not committed in writing to abandoning the fund, leaving open the possibility that it could be revived.
But just to be clear, the President of the United States, who is a plaintiff in this lawsuit, has not agreed in writing to delete the weaponization fund, and there's no guarantee that he or one of the other plaintiffs might raise that issue by way of a lawsuit and a breach of contract lawsuit in the future.
Blanche replied that Trump had no authority over the fund, which would have been administered by the Justice Department but was never launched. Cornyn's questioning was closely watched because Blanche needs the support of every Republican on the Senate Judiciary Committee to be confirmed, and Cornyn has not committed to supporting him. The hearing comes at a tumultuous time for the Justice Department. Mass firings and resignations have depleted its workforce, as Illinois Senator Dick Durbin, the committee's ranking Democrat, noted in his opening remarks.
More than 1,200 former career DOJ employees who worked for both Republican and Democratic administrations sent this committee a letter opposing your nomination because you have purged DOJ of thousands of experienced law enforcement officials, putting our nation's security at risk.
Democrats and other critics also raise concerns that Blanche continues to function more like Trump's personal attorney than the nation's top law enforcement official.
The Attorney General is the chief law enforcement officer of the United States of America. Since you were confirmed, the Department of Justice has literally violated dozens of court orders to advance the president's agenda.
Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy noted that previous presidents have appointed friends and political allies to senior positions, but while asking whether Blanche considered Trump a friend, Blanche made this mistake.
I'm his lawyer, was his lawyer.
Blanche also faced questions about the Justice Department's staggered release of files related to Jeffrey Epstein. The process has been beset by problems, including redaction errors that expose nude photographs and the faces of potential victims. Kennedy joined Democrats in questioning Blanche about this handling of the files.
Why don't you just release everything? Just let it rip.
Well, that would be against the law, because the only reason we could release the $3 million we did is because of the Epstein Transparency Act.
Blanche acknowledged that, quote, mistakes were made during the release process, but he defended the department's overall work. New Jersey Democratic Senator Cory Booker questioned Blanche about the transfer of Epstein associate Ghislaine Maxwell. Maxwell was moved from a federal prison in Florida to a minimum security prison camp in Texas this summer, shortly after meeting with Blanche. The meeting was part of the administration's effort to address backlash over its handling of government records related to Epstein.
Did you discuss her transfer to another institution, yes or no?
No.
Well, just 1 week after your meeting, Ms. Maxwell was transferred from a low-security federal institution to a minimum-security prison camp. Were you involved with that transfer?
When, as I've talked about before, in the time leading up to me going down to meet with her, we learned that she was receiving threats. It turned out...
I'm going to interrupt you for a matter of time because...
Okay, well, it's not a question I can answer, well, apparently, in the
sir,
time you're giving me.
I'm going to tell you this because I deal with issues of criminal justice. When people are under threats in a Bureau of Prison facility, they're put into solitary confinement or protective. They're not moved to a camp.
That's not always true.
It is.
You're
well,
just
what
wrong.
What is true is someone that is accused of child sex trafficking under the Bureau of Prison's own policies is not put in a facility like this that seems clearly like a reward.
Blanche will need the support of every Republican on the committee. Key votes include Cornyn, who lost his primary in May, and North Carolina Senator Tom Tillis, who is not seeking re-election. Both senators are now considered more likely to break with Trump. They have also criticized the proposed fund for people who claim they were unfairly targeted by the criminal justice system. Tillis has said he would not support an attorney general nominee who equivocates about the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol.
So can you tell me definitively that you think that any Capitol police officer who was harmed on January the 6th was a victim of a heinous crime at the hands of the person who did it?
Yes, and should have been prosecuted and was.
And they were.
The death of South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, who served on the committee, left it with 11 Republicans and 10 Democrats. If all Democrats opposed Blanche, a single Republican no vote would prevent the committee from advancing his nomination. Blanche also defended a separate element of the settlement that protects Trump and members of his family from certain tax audits. Blanche said the agreement applies only to existing audits and would not prevent the government from examining future tax filings. California Democratic Senator Adam Schiff concluded the questioning by challenging Blanche's character and independence.
What happened to the Todd Blanche who was a prosecutor in the Southern District of New York? What happened to the prosecutor people had respect for? What happened to the prosecutor who once respected the rule of law? What happened to the prosecutor who said that there wouldn't be a whiff of political partisanship and then prosecutes the president's enemies over seashells cases, over making a video stating the plain law and constitution? What happened to the Todd Blanche of the Southern District of New York that could convert him into you? Someone willing to say the president has both the right and the duty to prosecute his political enemies. I cannot imagine the Todd Blanche of the old days would have ever done that. What happened to you, Todd Blanche?
The acting attorney general responded.
I am still here. I am the same exact person I was when I was a federal prosecutor in the SDNY, which is do the right thing and do everything you can to keep communities safe.
Blanche has led the Justice Department on an interim basis since April. He has served as the public face of the proposed fund while accelerating investigations involving Trump's perceived adversaries. Blanche took over after Trump removed former Attorney General Pam Bondi, who had frustrated the White House by struggling to bring successful cases against the president's political opponents.